All right, here you go. You have to watch it to the end, though.
Don't turn away.
How do you show someone you love that they are the one? So many ways to express love, it's hard to choose just one. How you gonna do it? Some people like to kiss, some people like to hug, some lesbians like eating each other's shit out of a cup. Some people say I love you, some even shout it out. Some people puke semi-digested shit into each other's mouths.
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should properly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
You're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Don't push it, fucker.
Well, that's what I heard.
Well, this is going to be very uncomfortable, I hope.
Good day and welcome to the broadcast for Thursday, April 29th, 2/10. Let's get right to it, shall we? One of my favorite podcasts is the Mike O'Mara Show. They have a regular feature where this gentleman that they affectionately call the Belcher calls into NPR-type radio programs and pranks them with just weird nonsense. Here's an example.
And Bob from Herndon, welcome to Goss's Garage.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
All right, sir.
Great. I have a question about a... I bought a used car, just like to get around car.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a used Volvo, and it's not that bad, but I think I want to replace it with something else. Yeah, but I bought a used Volvo, and quite frankly, the car smells like sodomy, and I want to get something else.
Okay, let's see here.
The sweet smell of sodomy. Speaking of sodomy, did you know that Larry King is getting divorced for the 8th time? How does this man, at his advanced age, get so much tail? Here's Jimmy Kimmel from his show last night discussing this very topic.
How Larry King gets all these women to marry him is beyond... I mean, he's not exactly George Clooney, but I guess women find him attractive, and he's even parlaying that attractiveness into a new business venture that is paying him a lot of money.
Are you looking for hot live chat with an old man in suspenders?
Uh-huh.
Then you've come to the right place. Larry King's Hot Chat Line, where the King of Talk opens up his line to you.
We have a call. Let's take it. Sudbury, Ontario. Hello.
Right now, I'm wearing satin pajamas.
Do you know what you're wearing next?
That all depends.
The call is safe and completely anonymous.
Washington Township, Michigan. Hello.
Larry, if you caught me on your lawn, how would you punish me?
Sex standing up.
Ooh, naughty boy.
Inappropriate King Live continues.
And who knows, you might end up his wife number 9.
I think Larry's turning into a bat, but he is very sexy. Here's Doyle Redlin with the Onion Radio News.
A man on a couch reports a dwindling supply of chips. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. In an announcement with dire implications for future munching, couch-based snacker Randall Binder confirmed today that his personal Tostitos brand tortilla chip supply has fallen to dangerously low levels.
If relief chips are not delivered within the next 30 to 40 minutes... my supply will be exhausted.
Experts blame Binder's sudden shortage of chips on severe chip mismanagement. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
That's it. That's all the time we have left for this particular episode. Please tune in tomorrow when I will staple a 2x4 to my nutsack live on the radio. That's it. Bye-bye.
I got John Wayne stances, I got Errol Flynn advances, and it don't mean a doggone thing.
Shut up!